You're listening to Away with Words, the show about language and how we use it. I'm Martha Barnett.
And I'm Grant Barrett. We're continuing today's special edition of our show featuring some of our favorite calls from kids. There's something especially satisfying when young readers come across something in a book that piques their curiosity, makes them wonder, and prompts them to call us.
Hi, this is Simone from La Mesa.
Simone, welcome.
Hi, Simone.
Hi.
What's going on?
I have a question about dinner and supper.
I'm not sure what time it's going to be.
Fried chicken, spinach, corn on the cob, cornbread. How's that sound?
It sounds good.
All right.
What's your question about those words?
Okay, I was reading Anne of Green Gables, and it says breakfast, dinner, and supper were very silent meals.
Breakfast, dinner, and supper were very silent meals. And did that sound funny to you?
Yeah, it did, because when I think of supper and dinner, I think of them like just maybe supper as a synonym for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering why they use dinner maybe as lunch.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very good question. And I think you'll find that a lot of people will have that question. How old are you, Simone?
I'm 12.
I think after this phone call, you begin to understand what most of us get, which is that dinner is often understood in parts of the country to mean lunch, the midday meal. And it's kind of interchangeable. There's always confusion about this. And it does cause some confusion, but I think the way that she laid it out there in Anne of Green Gables, it's pretty clear that she didn't mean that they were having the evening meal twice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Simone, who is the author of that book?
The author is L.M. Montgomery.
Mm-hmm. Lucy Maud Montgomery, and she was a Canadian. So, Grant, I wonder if there's a Canadian difference there as well.
That's a good question. I have a couple Canadian dictionaries, but I don't know that they have any notes at all on the prevalent use of dinner or supper. I don't really know. But I do know that even in the United Kingdom, in Britain, particularly in the South, they're known to be swapped around so that dinner sometimes applies to the lunchtime meal.
So, Simone, what do you think of the book so far?
It's a really good book.
Yeah?
What do you like about it, Simone?
I like that Anne has a really big imagination and she talks a lot.
She sounds like a fun character.
She sounds like your co-host. Come on.
Yeah, she does sound like Martha, doesn't she? Well, did we help you or did I just make a mess of it, Simone?
Oh, no, that was very helpful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear it. Some people use dinner to mean lunch.
Okay. Thank you.
Grant, you know what's really freaky?
What?
We recorded that call almost 10 years ago.
Whoa.
You realize what that means?
What?
Simone must be in her 20s now.
Oh, the new generation. They're
going to
push us oldsters out.
Oh, no.
They grow up so fast.
Don't they?
By the way, we also love it when young listeners bring us field reports about their own experiences with language.
Hi, my name is Henry Nieberg. I'm calling from San Diego. Well, I'm a high school student San Diego, and it's kind of like an inner city school, but there's also kind of like a mix with a lot of kids from around San Diego, and there's a term called chopping, and it means flirting, but a lot of the inner city kids use it, but it kind of started spreading around the school. But when I ask other people from around the city, they've never heard of the term, so.
Chopping, as in C-H-O-P-P-I-N-G, chopping?
Yes.
For flirting with somebody.
So how would I use this in a sentence? If I wanted to flirt with a young lady, what would I say that I was going to do?
Well, if I see, like, two people, I'd be, oh, they're chopping, you know, and sometimes, you know, you forget the G, where it's just chopping.
Chopping, yeah, sure.
Yeah, and a lot of times there's hand gestures that go along with it, you know, where people will, like, chop with their hands, saying, oh, they're chopping it right now.
Oh, really?
That's interesting. Okay. Is it more like a karate chop or a vegetable chop? What kind of chop is this?
You know, you usually get like your left hand and it's flat. And then, yeah, it's like a karate chop on the left hand.
You know, there is some evidence for this term actually being spread further than San Diego. There were a few entries for it on Urban Dictionary going back as far as 2002. And then there's a small collection of slang that I have from 2002. Which seems to indicate that this is a West Coast term, but it is thoroughly West Coast, and it's pretty widespread. It's not like it's just San Diego at all.
Hmm.
But very little evidence on this. And I'm actually surprised, to be honest, that you're still using it because it is at least 12 years old.
Well, no, it's very, very, very evident in my school. You know, it's used interchangeably. I don't know if I've actually ever heard flirting at my school because everyone uses chopping.
Oh, right. Really? Maybe flirting. Is flirting seen, is that word seen as old-fashioned, or does it sound like courting or wooing to the young kids today?
I don't know. I'm not sure. You know, at other schools, they might use flirting. I just at my school, you know, I don't know. It's never been used.
Well, I'll tell you,
as far as I know.
I'll tell you what we're going to do, Henry. I know that we've got a bunch of young folks in high school listening to the show. I need evidence that this term is or is not used elsewhere in the country. Do you use to chop or chopping to mean to flirt or flirting? Give us a call, 877-929-9673. I really want to know this. Or send your answer and email to words@waywardradio.org or do Twitter under the handle Wayward. So we're going to find out, Henry, all right?
All right. Thank you so much.
We did hear from several listeners who said they associated chopping with the phrase chop it up, meaning to have a deep conversation, which I guess might be the result of flirting. And a woman named Sarah in South Carolina phoned us to say that when she was in high school around 2002 and 2003, her fellow students used chop to mean, well, let's just call it the end result of flirting.
Oh, there are a lot of slang words for that.
Yes, there are. Well, we've done about all the chopping we can do this hour, and by that I mean as much deep conversation as we can have.
And now's your chance to give back to this public radio station. Call right now to invest in programming that both educates and entertains.
Here's the number,